This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123. Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
They're playing basketball.
All around the world.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number 2 for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, Gillespie, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for a three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Riding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banks it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosman. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie do maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rodgers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive shot, nothing but cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon, oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving way up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play, but every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball out in the Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open from 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse layup, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane, hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts in a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! It's a buzzer! Wow! What a shot! Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away, and he pumped it in, beating the horn, and the Redskins are up 7, 30, 23 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Rhett Jesch. He's alongside our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, filling in for Chuck McBee, who's vacationing in Florida, where he's attending the wedding of his daughter. Chuck, bring back some sunshine, please, next week when you return. We are at Minster tonight, our first look at the Minster boys team under new head coach Mike McClurg. The Fort Loramie Redskins come to town. Fort Loramie having ended a two-game losing streak last night by defeating the Anna Rockets at the Anna Gym in a big Shelby County League game. Final score was 51-44. Fort Loramie now owns a record of 9-2 on the year with the win last night starting the second round in the Shelby County League. The Redskins are 5-1 in league action, or I should say now 6-1 in league play. Meanwhile, Minster owns a mark of 5-4 overall, does have a big victory against Wapakoneta, which dumped Sydney at Sydney earlier this year. The Minster Wildcats in Midwest Athletic Conference play have a mark of 1-2. Minster was defeated on the road last night by St. Henry by a score of 58-39. Minster did play Anna earlier in the year on December 23rd here at Minster and dropped a 7-point tilt to Anna in OT. Fort Loramie Redskins rebounding last evening beating the Rockets by 7, shooting 10 of 16 from the free throw line, 50% field goal shooting over the third and fourth quarters last evening for Fort Loramie. The Redskins had shot fouls poorly in the two previous games, both of them losses, the only two defeats suffered by Fort Loramie this year. The Redskins were 12 of 33 from the stripe. As a result, setbacks to Rushi and Versailles. But last night, the free throw shooting was much better, and Fort Loramie got red hot in the second half and played excellent D over the final two quarters, limiting Anna to just 19 points total in the third and fourth periods. Fort Loramie now averaging 57 points a game on the year, giving up 43. Meanwhile, Minster offensively 52 a game, giving up 45. Of course, Minster got started late in high school basketball because of the run to the state championship in football. Minster opened the campaign on December 16th. By then, Fort Loramie already had three games under its belt. Minster won at Coldwater, playing a league contest to start the campaign, 56-51, over a good Coldwater team. Then knocked off Wapakoneta, as I mentioned a few minutes ago. Won easily at Lehman by 30. Then a two-game slide to clubs in the Shelby County League, Anna and Bodkins. Minster was beaten at Bodkins by 5. Clobbered Houston, the third Shelby County League team to play in a row. Beat the Wildcats 69-43. Dropped a MAC game to Delphi St. John's by 3. Won at Ottoville by 8. But Minster was clobbered last night at St. Henry by 19. St. Henry, a team that was beaten earlier this year by Fort Loramie by 3 points. As I mentioned, Mike McClurg, head coach of the Minster Wildcats. He's been in the program here for 4 years, serving 3 years as varsity assistant under head coach Mike Lee. Mike, of course, here for 23 years. And Mike and I were talking about the fact that Mike McClurg, the new head coach, has some big shoes to fill. And Mike Lee looked at me and said, "You're right, Jack, I wore size 17. But Mike McClurg, a graduate of Thomas More College, is the new man here at Minster. And he's done a fine job here at the outset of the 2016-17 campaign. Minster Wildcats are led in scoring by Aaron Ernst. He's at 10 a game, and it's a well-rounded scoring machine for Minster. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players between 7 and 10 per outing. Jared Schultz, a 6'8 sophomore, is at 7 points a game. Isaac Schmiesing's at 6. Bryce Schmiesing's at 8. Mike Kettner is at 7. As I said, Ernst leads the way at 10 points a game. Ernst and Schultze are the two leading rebounders. Minster, a club that doesn't shoot three-pointers exceedingly well, only 30% on the year. Mike Kettner has made 10 of them. Isaac Schmiesing, by the way, is 7 of 13 on the year shooting threes. Overall, Minster, a 40% field goal shooting club, although the Wildcats have played excellent defense this season, limiting the opposition to 35% from the floor. Fort Loramie Redskins got an excellent game from Dylan Braun last night. Solid outing on the inside by Tyler Siegel. The triumvirate of Braun, Siegel, and Evan Burning continue to average right around 15 points a game for head coach Corey Britton's club. It's a team that started the campaign by winning 8, then lost a couple, as I noted. Fort Loramie now 9-2 on the year. Redskins began the week 8-1 as the number one team in the state in boys division 4. I'm sure the Redskins will fall out of that top spot in the new poll next week. I'm sure that will be to the liking of head coach Corey Britton. You don't want to have a target on your back as the number one team in the state. Good crowd filing in on what has been an adventurous day. Some ice in the northern parts of Mercer County and Auglaize County. But by and large, the weather forecast for freezing drizzle was a fizzle. And we are going to have our second game of the day as scheduled here on scoresbroadcast.com. Earlier this afternoon, the Rushi girls lost to Versailles 56-46. Rushi played hard. Versailles Tigers put five different players on Maria Heron, who'd scored 37 in one game this year, upper 20s on a couple of other occasions, was averaging over 15 a game. She was limited to 2 of 10 shooting, 4 points. Despite that, Rushi hung tough, lost by 10 in the end to Versailles. No shame in that. The Versailles Tigers, the fourth-ranked girls team in the state in Division III. Rushi came into the contest the third-ranked team in the state in girls Division IV. This coming Tuesday here on scoresbroadcast.com, we travel to Fairlawn, and unless Nate Lessing for the Fairlawn Jets has a real huge game in action this weekend, or I should say unless Nate Lessing got to the career scoring mark held by Brandwee, formerly of Fort Loramie, last night, and I don't believe Nate did, but he should have a shot at it this coming Tuesday when Mechanicsburg comes to town to take on the Fairlawn Jets, and we will be there on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll have all the action for you coming up on this Tuesday night. We will be on the web on scoresbroadcast.com on Tuesday at 7:10, tip-off time at 7:30. Fairlawn defeated Botkins last night. Rushi topped Houston. And, of course, the game we covered in the Shelby County League featuring Fort Loramie over Anna. Don't know exactly how many points Nate Lessing scored last night, but he should have a good shot at that career scoring mark this coming Tuesday at Fairlawn at home, and we'll be there on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here tonight, including these anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, thank you very much. These Fort Loramie sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. Our pregame underwriting sponsor is The In-Between, located just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world, and we will hear from The In-Between in just a moment. We'd also like to let you know that we're on the air tonight thanks to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Gratitude to them. They came on board last March during the high school basketball tournament. Starting lineups, opening tip, upcoming. It's Fort Loramie on the road at Minster. The Shelby County League versus the MAC on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
A new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com is the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses, get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282. That's 498-7282. This message presented by the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission and Veterans Services Officer Education Chair Chris North. Thank you very much, Chris. A lot of gratitude here tonight to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, from which you just heard a moment ago, Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. And Frisch's in Sydney, what is your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495, Sydney Car Care. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. As I mentioned, John Hemp, thank you very much. In the in-between, located just south of Botkins, where the food is not in between. It is out of this world. The lights have been turned out on us. Presentation of the Minster starting lineups. Now they come back on. Opening five for the Fort Loramie Redskins. As usual, head coach Corey Britton puts out on the floor Evan Burning, 6'1", junior, 15 a game. Dylan Braun, 6'1", a junior, 15 a game. Nate Plyman, power forward, 6'3", a senior. Cody Gasson, 6'1", a senior. And Tyler Siegel, 6'7", a junior, at 15 a game. Starting lineup being introduced right now for the Minster Wildcats. Aaron Ernst, leading scorer, enters the floor for Minster. Ernst, a 6'1" senior. Cody Frerich starts. He is a 6'6" sophomore. He's out there for Minster. Also among the starting five for the homestanding white-shirted Minster Wildcats, Bryce Schmiesing, outstanding football player, 5'9", a senior. He's on the floor to start. Mike Kettner, 6 feet tall, a sophomore. And Jared Schultze, 6'8", a sophomore. Schultze leads the team in rebounding with that size. Leading scorer, points per game, Aaron Ernst, only 10. As I noted several minutes ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 young men for Minster, averaging between 7 and 10 points a game. Fort Loramie in the road, black, red numbers outlined in white. Bold red and white stripes down the sides of the shorts. Minster, the home white. Minster's got black numerals trimmed in orange. Black Minster across the chest with orange piping. Schultze and Siegel jumping center. One of the few times this year, maybe the only time, that Tyler Siegel will be outsized in the center circle. Siegel 6'7", Schultze 6'8", and it's a poor throw. by the official. In fact, I think it bounced off the elbow of Tyler Siegel on the way up. Here we go again. Jump ball, and it is batted back to Schmiesing for Minster, and the Wildcats have it to start. Here's a long lob to Schulte low on the left. He catches, doesn't shoot, though. Throws on the arc to Bryce Schmiesing, right back into Schulte, wide of the mark, and it goes out of bounds. Immediately, Minster tried to go inside, outside, back in, but the pass went awry. Fort Loramie, forecourt to a right. Burning on the bounce, dribbles up the floor hard. He's 25 feet away, picked up by Kettner. Burning enters the top of the key foul line. Loops deep left corner to Gasson. Out high to Siegel. Redskins coming off a big Shelby County League win last night, 51-44 over Anna. Meanwhile, Minster was pounded on the road, 58-39, by a solid St. Henry club. Minster zoning now. It is a 2-3. Ball thrown to Plyman at the foul line. Right wing to Dylan Braun. He hoists up a three and drills it to start the game. 3-0 Fort Loramie. We played 52 seconds. Bryce Schmiesing in backcourt for Minster. Lobbed it up ahead to a teammate. It's Ernst. Ernst at the top of the circle is wrapped up by Burning, who thought he had a jump, but it's called a foul. That's a cheap one to start. Ernst inbounding directly in front of us. Ernst looks, goes into backcourt to Mike Kettner. Kettner on the bounce, picked up by Gasson, top of the circle. Right side pass, Schmiesing. Schmiesing dribbling with the left hand. Back to the basket. Ball fed to Cody Frerichs. Tell you what, with Frerichs on the floor at 6'6", and Schulte at 6'8", it's a big Minster team. Here's Frerichs with a good dish, hitting Kettner, who splits a couple Fort Loramie defenders and strides right down the lane and banks it home. 3-2, Fort Loramie by a point, as Minster broke down Fort Loramie's defense on that possession. We played a minute and a half. Long cross-court heave to Cody Gasson. Foul line to Plyman. Right wing, Dylan Braun again. It bangs off the flange. Rebound down to Schulte. Outlet to Kettner for Minster. Kettner gives it up out back to the three-point shooter. It's in the air by Ernst. Around and out, no good. Low on the left, rebound yanked down on the play by Minster. And a foul, a grab on the wrist by Fort Loramie. 6:07 to go here in the first quarter. 3-2 in favor of Fort Loramie. I'm going to have to reposition myself here at side court to get a real good view because head coach Corey Britton is standing right in front of me alongside the referee, and I am blocked out. Here's a bad pass by Minster. Interception on the play by Evan Burning. Burning down the floor in a hurry. Hands off to Nick Brandewey, who's in off the bench quickly. Brandewey, the ninth grader, gives to Cody Gasson. Foul line fadeaway, hit the heel, no good. On the inside, Tyler Siegel in workmanlike fashion gets the offensive rebound, and he's hammered on the back of the head, and he's got two shots coming up. 5:50 to go, first quarter, 3-2. Fort Loramie over Minster. Siegel aims, shoots, and gets the roll. And Fort Loramie now 11-for-17 at the line over two nights, including 10-of-16 last evening. Far better than 5-of-15 against Rushi and 7-of-18 against Versailles. Although that second shot by Tyler Siegel bounces around forever and comes off. Rebounded to Kettner, up to Schmiesing for the Minster Wildcats. Between the rings is Kettner. Right side of the floor to Schmiesing, picked up by Burning. Foul line, it goes to Frerichs. Looks down inside for Schulte. Frerichs 6'6", Schulte 6'8". Here's Ernst, 25 feet away, dribbling with the left hand. Picked up by Brandewey. Right corner, Schmiesing. Drives the paint. Oh, a nice dish down inside to Schulte, who banks it through. Wow. Very good pass by Schulte. Terrific finish, or I should say a good pass by Schmiesing. Terrific finish by Schulte. He got up off the floor, got a hand above Tyler Siegel's mitt. Here's Fort Loramie countering, down the floor, Burning, dives into the lane, hand off to Siegel, shot short, no good, rebound thrown on the arc to Brandewey. He guns a triple, missed it off the back iron, but got the long board. Good dish off, baseline left to Burning, shot crammed, taken away by Frerichs of Minster. Game tied at 4. Here comes Schmiesing barging down the left side, pulls up on the arc, gives it to Kettner. Kettner picked up by Dylan Braun in the corner. Ball entered into the lane to Frericks. Turns, hooks. Siegel blocked it. Took it away. We've got a jump. Real good test for Fort Loramie's interior defense. Tyler Siegel will need all the help he can get. He gets a respite. He comes out. Austin Siegel, who's playing with a bit of a cold, steps on the floor now for Fort Loramie. Minster with 6'6", 6'8" on the interior. And it's imposing. They fall back into the zone. 4-4 tie, 4:20 to go first quarter. Route 66 rivalry continues here tonight at Minster. Fort Loramie Redskins, Minster Wildcats. 25 feet out. The ninth grader, Nick Brandewey's got it. Goes foul line to Austin Siegel. Near side, Dylan Braun. Bounce pass into the lane to Austin. Goes opposite to Cody Gasson. He hurls up the three ball. 1, 2, 3, bounces and off. Schulze's got the board. Schulze zips a pass down the floor too high. Intended for Ernst. It sailed beyond him, hit the wall. Mike Lee, 23-year head coach of Minster, picked it off. Mike on the sidelines, retiring from his coaching spot. Fielded that ball nicely. Mike McClure, first-year head coach, now the top man of the Minster program. 3:45 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie's got the ball back. It's been a defensive tussle so far. Here is Evan Burning straight away. This zone defense by Minster has got the floor blanketed. Frericks and Schulze on the inside. 6'6", 6'8". Hemmed in. Brandewey, foul line, can't shoot. Gives it on the play to Burning. Burning takes a bounce or two into the paint. A lot of traffic through there. Somebody got a piece of his shoulder, though. He stumbled. Common foul on Minster. Still tied at 4. 3:24 to go first quarter. Boy, this has the makings of a typical low-scoring Fort Loramie Minster basketball game. Ball lobbed into Cody Gasson on the arc. Gave it up to Braun. Flips it left side to Brandewey. Baseline, Austin Siegel. Boy, they're trying to find that short corner against the zone. Burning in the lane. Now Dylan Braun, who steps into a three ball and hammers it down. Dylan Braun, good game last night. Really lifted Fort Loramie with sparkling shooting. Third and fourth quarters. He's got a couple threes in this one. 7-4 Fort Loramie. Here's Schmiesing down the floor to Schulze. Schulze gives it up on the arc to Isaac Schmiesing, and he lights it up from three-point land. 7-7 tie. Isaac Schmiesing with a counter field goal by Minster. Burning foul line, Jay, for Fort Loramie. Bingo, he's got it. Redskins come right back with a quick hoop to take a two-point lead, 9-7. 2:33 to go first quarter. Here's Isaac Schmiesing up the floor to Ernst. Back to Isaac. Now Ernst, head of the key. Picked up by Brandewey. Long lob down inside for Schulze. Broken up by Fort Loramie. Out of bounds in the corner. And Minster tagged it last. It goes off the court of play. Fort Loramie possession. Tyler Siegel rotates in for Cody Gasson. 2:21 to go opening period. So many thanks to these Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at tomjerrys.com. 2 minutes even left to go first quarter. Burning's got the ball 25 feet away. He motions. Goes left side to Brandewey. Left corner, Dylan Braun, cross court, skip pass to Burning, right back to Braun, left side. He lights it up from three-point territory. Got it to go. Dylan Braun, another one. He's got three triples. Fort Loramie finding him often in this game so far. Braun coming off a 16-point outing last night for Fort Loramie versus Anna. Minute 36 left in the first. 12-7, Redskins lead it. Good defense by Braun out high against Jared Yulesman, the outstanding quarterback for the Minster football team. Here's a throw down low, Kettner to Schulze. Ball bobbled, picked up by Minster. Fade away in the lane, Yulesman. No, it danced off the iron, and Fort Loramie's over the back on the rebound. Redskins don't like the call. And it might have been on the attempted tip on the inside by Schulze. He's awarded two free ones. 12-7 Fort Loramie. Free throw, Schultze off to the right, no good. I'm a bit perplexed as to why Minster got shots there. It appeared as though Schultze was snagging the rebound, wasn't releasing the ball, but yet was given two foul shots. Up and in on the second one, missed the first. 12-8 in favor of Fort Loramie. At our first quarter break, we will hear from Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. 60 seconds away. Fort Loramie's got a four-point edge. Cody Gaston's got the ball at the Wildcats logo at midcourt. Left side to Dylan Braun. Long lob down inside to Siegel. Siegel caught it and rimmed the four-footer. Pumped it up over Ferrix. Not a favorable bounce, though. Minster yanked down the rebound. Here come the Wildcats. Outside the arc on the left, it goes to Kettner. Kettner picked up by Jarrett Meyer, who's checked in now. Dribble drive, Hulsman, foul line. Ball given up on the arc. Isaac Schmiesing, who's got a three here in the first quarter. 38 seconds left. Oh, here's a beautiful cross-court feed. Blow on the right, the shot missed on the play by Isaac Schmiesing. He had a bunny. Each team misses an easy one in the last two trips. 28 seconds to go in the first quarter. 12-8 Fort Loramie. Here's Jarrett Meyer at the foul line. Distributes to Braun in the left corner. Now to Gasson at center court. Fort Loramie will play for one. 15 ticks left on the clock late in the first. Gasson hangs on against the zone of Minster. Foul line. Dylan Braun left wing. 7 seconds left. Baseline. He's at the short corner. He's boxed in. Gives to Tyler Siegel. He muscles up and good for two. And that's the end of the first quarter. Very nicely done possession by the Redskins to close out the first. Field goal by Tyler Siegel. After one here at Minster, Fort Loramie leads by six on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
And the Fort Loramie Junior Varsity won a tight one here tonight, a squeaker by three. In fact, the Fort Loramie won a thrilling game last night in the preliminary contest. Fort Loramie went to overtime to win the freshman game last evening. Also won that game tonight as well. We start playing the fourth, in the second. I'm ahead of myself here on scoresbroadcast.com. Far side of the floor. It is Bryce Schmiesing with the ball for Minster, which is down six. Schmiesing gave it up, got it back, and then ran over Cody Gaston. He drew the charge. Schmiesing tried to bulldoze his way to the foul stripe. Gaston was set. And he barged right into it. Fort Loramie ball up six. 21 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Three-quarter court pressure, token by Isaac Schmiesing of Minster. Dylan Braun ahead to Gasson, 25 feet away. Left side pass to Jarrett Meyer, who's in there. Jarrett, a 5'10 junior, fine football player. Ball thrown to Plyman, elbow on the left. Back to Jarrett Meyer in the left corner. Gasson's got it 25 feet out. Minster still zoning, although Dylan Braun has burned it with three triples. Foul line extended right. Into Plyman. Plyman gets it to a teammate on the arc. Here's a long jumper way downtown. It's good. Wow. Nick Brandewey lights it up. No, my mistake. It's Rosengarten on the triple. Eli Rosengarten pours one in. And the sophomore for Fort Loramie gives the Redskins a 9-point advantage, 17-8. He's got a three. Three of them so far in this game for Dylan Braun. And it's a 9-point advantage for the Redskins. Biggest margin of this game, 17-8. A minute gone, second period. Big, long, looping shot by Rosengarten. Boy, he's streaky. When he gets hot, he's red hot usually. Venter's got the ball in the arc. It's Frericks. Gives it up to Bryce Schmiesing. Left-hand dribble. He's double-teamed. Little pick and roll with a teammate. Ball fed outside the circle on the right to Isaac Dotson, 6'3 senior, who's in. And then we've got a lot of contact as Dotson gave it up to Ernst. Huge collision, massive in the paint. Bodies go flying. Offensive foul on Ernst of Minster. 5 team fouls, or I should say 4 on Minster, 3 on Fort Loramie. That's a couple of charges in succession by the Fort Loramie defense. Redskins have played very good basketball defensively all year long. Here is Dylan Braun, far left flank for Fort Loramie. Redskins against this zone, try to attack the short corner. There it is, cross court to Siegel. His banker is too hard. He got it back, blocked by Schulte. Schulte again blocks a shot from Tyler Siegel. And then it's pulled off the board by Frericks of Minster. Out ahead to Kettner. Down the floor to Ernst. Lobbing inside to Schulte. Might have traveled, no call. Back out to Ernst. He puts up a 3. It's a high one. Good by Ernst of Minster. 6-point game, 17-11. 5:52 left to go, second quarter. Well, Fort Loramie was very close to extending the lead to 19-7, up 12. Shot to Siegel, just missed. And then Ernst drained the 3 ball. Dylan Braun tries to chuck up a long 3 for Fort Loramie. It hit the back of the rim twice. The long rebound came out to Rosengarten of the Redskins. There's an errant pass into the paint. Minster gets a mid on it and comes out of there. Here comes Bryce Schmiesing rolling down the floor. The trailer is Ernst. Right wing Kettner. Second 3 in a row by Minster is good. Ernst and Kettner sink 3-pointers for the Wildcats. Here they come. 17-13. Fort Loramie's lead trimmed to 4. High right. Rosengarten, Fort Loramie on top. Gasson. Foul line Plyman. He slips down the left side of the lane. He lost the basketball. It soared up into the air, hit a cable above the backboard, out of bounds to Minster, which has seized the momentum. 4:55 to go here in quarter number 2. 17-13 in favor of Fort Loramie. Although Minster has connected from three-point land on a couple of straight possessions. Ball thrown inside to Schulte. Right corner, Kettner. Kettner on the dribble. Circles on top, hands to Ernst. Ernst against Dylan Braun. Left side of the floor, Isaac Schmiesing. Baseline, can't drive. Back out to Frericks straight away. Frericks dribble drive, right side of the lane. The 6'6 lad throws it down inside to Schulte. Oh, what a fine two-man game that is. Schulte on the receiving end at 6'8. Dropped it home over the rim in front. Good assist for the 6'6 Frericks. 17-15. Minster within 2 now. Ball thrown, short corner, Austin Siegel, now to Gasson, right side Braun. Zone defense by Minster, giving Fort Loramie some difficulty now. Beneath the basket on the right, it's Austin Siegel. Out to Braun again. Austin baseline right, goes to work on Schulte, and he bumped into him, initiating a contact. Offensive foul, Austin Siegel. Referees are calling that consistently here tonight. We've had several offensive fouls already. And it's being nicely done by the referees, calling it the same way each time. 3:47 to go, second quarter. Minster now a chance to tie. Ball is dropped down into the paint to Schulte, and a Fort Loramie defender has hands on Schulte's waist. Well, the Minster Wildcats have come storming back. I believe that's 8 straight points, 2 threes and a deuce. Fort Loramie once led by 10, 17-7. Ball thrown out back to Kettner. Kettner picked up by Gasson. Kettner, right side Ernst, straight away. Bryce Schmiesing doesn't shoot. Now to Isaac Schmiesing. Bounce pass low on the left to Schulte. Schulte with a power move. Got it. Floyd, 6'8". If he gets it within 6 or 7 feet, one drop step, and he's at the rim. We're tied up at 17. A flurry of points by Minster. 3:15 to go, second quarter. With the ball, Nick Brandewee for Fort Loramie. Foul line, high post, Burning. Burning throws in the left corner. Now it's lobbed down inside to Tyler Siegel. And look at him spin around the defender, Schultze. Tyler Siegel at 6'7", beat Schultze at 6'8" on that play. Good entry pass from the left corner by Dylan Braun. Two-point lead for Fort Loramie. Minster counters in a hurry. Inside throw to Ferrix. Hook shot, no good. Hit the heel. Rebound Fort Loramie over the shoulder against Minster. 2:47 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie up by 2, 19-17. So many thanks to Goffney Furniture here on scoresbroadcast.com. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. More savings on the web. Coupons available there. GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Furniture.com. Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. At 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Here's Evan Burning. Dribble drive into the lane. Off balance. No good. Rebound Tyler Siegel. Back on the arc to Gasson. Down inside to Burning. Hand off to Siegel. He's got the two-pointer. Passing at its best for the Redskins. Very unselfish. 21-17 Fort Loramie. 2:11 to go, second quarter. Here's a high pass by Minster in the half court. Fort Loramie's pressure at the timeline gave the Wildcats difficulty, and Fort Loramie picked it off. Minute 58 to go in the second. Redskins up 4. Here's Evan Burning dribbling all around. Leaves it for Braun in the right corner, and he bangs home another triple. He's got 4 of them. Oh, it's a game of swings. 10 straight by Minster, 7 in a row by Fort Loramie. Wow, hectic action here in quarter number 2. We'll take a break. A message from CarStar. Minute 49 to go in the half. 7-point lead, Fort Loramie, on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near.
A minute 25 left to go here in the second quarter. Minster, after that timeout, got a big-time field goal. Fort Loramie appeared to have Minster hounded at midcourt. Minster broke pressure with a long lob down to Schultze, and Schultze stormed to the rim, knocked it down. It's 24-19. Fort Loramie with the basketball at the center line. Nick Brandewee's got it 30 feet away, a minute 20 left in the half. Brandewee rolls to the right. Gives it behind him to Rosengarten. Screen set by Gasson. Now Plyman, now Braun. Braun 30 feet away. He's got 4 threes in this game. Near side to Brandewee. Nick on the dribble to Plyman. Ball being passed on the perimeter at the moment. Here's Gasson retreating. Right side, Braun. Braun being checked by Minster's Jared Hulsman. Here's Brandewee 30 feet out. Now Gasson down to 48 to go in the second quarter. Clock winding down. 5 team fouls each way. A Minster foul would not result in the 1-1. Braun on the dribble. He's at the Wildcats logo now. Right wing, Nick Brandewee. Picked up by Frerix. Nick stops his dribble, goes to Plyman. Handoff on the play to Rosengarten. Weaves to Dylan Braun. He's 2 steps from the timeline. 22 seconds left to go here in the first half. Fort Loramie up 5, 24-19. Ball pitched deep into the left corner. It goes on the play to Nick Brandewee, and Fort Loramie takes a timeout. Redskins will draw up a play here in the final 17.2. We'll hear from Frisch's, then return with the end of the first half. Redskins ahead by five on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
17.2 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie with a five-point cushion over Minster. 24-19, ball inbounded to Burning. Let's see what head coach Corey Britton has in store on this final possession first half. Here's Burning, dribble drive, a hop into the lane, hand off to Siegel, outside the arc on the right to Brandewey. Brandewey around two players, missed the banker, but Siegel is there to tip it in. Oh, a big-time close to the first half. It didn't look like Fort Loramie was going to get off a good shot, but Nick Brandewey did all he could with about 3 seconds left to get it up on the backboard and iron. He was well covered about 9 feet away, and by doing so, he allowed Tyler Siegel to earn the offensive stick back. Halftime score, Fort Loramie 26, Minster 19 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton Main Campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 26-19, Fort Loramie over Minster after two quarters of play. Our halftime report is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Redskins being paced by Dylan Braun, 16 last night, four threes in the first half here tonight. He's got a dozen. Tyler Siegel has had a blockbuster game down on the post through two quarters. He's got seven going up against Schulze at 6'8", Frericks at 6'6", for Minster. For the Minster Wildcats, Schulze's got seven. Ernst has got four. I may have mistakenly said one of his two field goals during the play-by-play was a three, when in fact it was a long two. Kettner's got a triple for three. Isaac Schmiesing has a trifecta for Minster. Fort Loramie had a lead at one point. I think it was as much as 10 at 17-7. Minster drew even with 10 in a row. And then Fort Loramie on a spurt to close out the first half, scoring 9 of the last 11 in the final 2.5 minutes or so of the second quarter. 26-19, Fort Loramie over Minster. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game. Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
My name is Maddie Fortman, a senior cheerleader at Fort Loramie High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fort Loramie Redskins. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
I'm Jack Kramer with Rhett Gish here at Minster High School. Rhett, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee, is vacationing in Florida, attending his daughter's wedding. He'll return next week. Chuck, I urge you to bring back some sunny, warm weather. It may be coincidental, but we are supposed to have 50-degree temperatures here in just several days. In fact, 5 or 6 days of warmth just around the corner. 26-19, Fort Loramie leads Minster by 7 after two periods of play. We're about 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our student-athlete spotlight segment tonight, underwritten by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the start of Scores Broadcast 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys' games, we highlight a cheerleader from each school. Tonight from Minster, we recognize cheerleader Madison Stewart, a senior cheerleader, outstanding 3.9-plus GPA, daughter of Joe and Jaylene Stewart. Active in the band, she plays trumpet. Outstanding trumpet player for the band at Minster, National Honor Society as well. Eucharistic minister at church. She volunteers for the Change for Change program that's connected to the church. Enrolled in the Edison PSEOP program. She's already accumulated 24 college credits while a student at Minster. Participates in yearbook and the Dirt Garden Club too. She might be considering Ohio State University and could study educational psychology or marketing. We highlight Emily Austin, cheerleader at Fort Loramie, sophomore cheerleader, 4-point GPA, daughter of Jamie and Barb, participates in student council, history club, volleyball, also plays the trumpet for the band, a Spanish club. She serves mass at church, Emily Austin, Fort Loramie, daughter of Jamie and Barb, Madison Stewart of Minster, daughter of Joe and Jaylene, highlighted here tonight by LaCalle Equipment. I might note that Emily might pursue the medical field in college. These two young ladies under the spotlight tonight thanks to LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCalle Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCalle Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We start the third quarter. Minster Wildcats have the ball 25 feet away. It's handled out there by Bryce Schmiesing off to Ernst. And the whistle blows away from the activity down in the post. Dylan Braun whistled for holding. Foul on Dylan. Inbounding is Minster. Dylan's first foul of this game. Here's Ernst. Gives it up on the plate of Frericks, 25 feet away. 6'6 Frericks. Near side to Bryce Schmiesing. Head of the key, Kettner. Dumped down inside to Schulze. Deflected by Cody Gasson. Picked off by Fort Loramie. Out ahead to Burning. Left corner, Dylan Braun. Dribble drive. Braun. Then he circles back out. Flips it cross court. Skipping it to Gasson. Low on the left to Siegel. That's short, the short corner play. It's been Burning. Minster zone. But Siegel has it partially blocked on the play by Schulze. And Minster comes out of there with it. Quickly down the floor, Kettner. Nobody scored yet in the second half. We played a minute 10. Bryce Schmiesing, 25 feet out. Looks for Schulze, can't get it to him. Now Frericks, high left. Here's Bryce Schmiesing. Slings it to Kettner, straight away, guarded by Dylan Braun. Now to Frericks on the arc, 30 feet out. Frericks puts it on the deck, through the top of the circle, hands off to Ernst. Long, high, arching three ball. Hit the back brace, went all the way up above the backboard, and tagged a cable up there. It's out of bounds. Fort Loramie possession. Still nobody scored in the third quarter. 90 seconds gone. 26-19, Fort Loramie up 7. Evan Burning over the timeline. Left side, Dylan Braun. Outside the arc on the right to Gasson. Ball lobbed to Braun behind the screen. Left wing doesn't shoot. Fort Loramie trying to go into the middle of the zone, then slide the ball down to the short corner. Here's a cross-court pass. Tyler Siegel out back to Dylan Braun. He sizes up a three ball. He missed one. He's got four from behind the arc in this game. That one rolled out. Quickly down the floor, Minster. Driving is Ernst. Drops it off on the plate of Schulze. Shot blocked, but a foul. Actually, it was Frericks who collected the pass. He was belted on the wrist. He's got two free throws coming. Dylan Braun picks up a couple here in the third quarter. Frericks at the stripe for Minster. Nobody scored a point here in the second half. Two for Frericks. The first is curling out. No good. Still no one has tallied a point in the third quarter. 2nd attempt here for Frericks of Minster. Bounces it once, twice. Eyes the basket. It is in, out, and back in again. 26-20, Fort Loramie up 6. Again, don't miss out on great furniture priced just right to meet your budget's needs at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Route 47 west of I-75. Oh, look at Burning go to work on the inside. That's about as clever a wraparound pass as you'll ever see. He got down into the teeth of the Minster zone and flipped it around the legs of a Minster defender. On the other side was Tyler Siegel waiting, and from point-blank range, he knocked it down. Here is Ernst slicing through the paint for Minster. Off-balance runner deflected by Tyler Siegel. Here come the Redskins down the floor, burning another great pass. Hitting a teammate, Brandewey, reverse layup, high off the backboard rim, no good. Rebound Minster, barreling down the floor. Kettner all the way to the rim, shoveling, scoring, but no basket. Foul Fort Loramie on the drive. Wildcat spectators wanted continuation and the shot to count, but no dice. 28-20, Fort Loramie up 8. Minster inbounding below the rim on the arc to Bryce Schmiesing. Schmiesing 30 feet out, now goes to Frericks. Coming to the head of the key to get it is Kettner. Kettner in the lane, tied up, can't shoot. Goes to Frericks in the left corner. Back out to Ernst. Flips a pass to the post to Schulze, defender for Fort Loramie on his back. Might have heard the Fort Loramie coaching staff in the background counting down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hoping to get a 3-second call on Minster, but it didn't happen. Common foul, Minster inbounds, Bryce Schmiesing in the corner, 28-20 Fort Loramie. 3 minutes, 20 seconds gone here in the third quarter. Kettner to Bryce Schmiesing. Right side of the floor, way out. Ball skipped cross court. Gaston broke it up. Nearly made the intercept. Out of bounds into the first row. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. For your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. On the web at Goffney. G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Here's a three-point shot by Ernst of Minster, dead center. Top of the key, straight on. He knocked it down, and Minster is within five. Ernst, a very good outside shooter. Can't let him free for very long. He will hurt you. Here's the ball thrown into the post. It goes to Burning. Burning dishes baseline to Tyler Siegel. Slammed away by Schulze. Goes onto the arc where Gaston recovers. Ball skipped cross court to Dylan Braun. Ball lobbed low in the right for Siegel. Broken up by Minster. Football scrum for it, and Fort Loramie wins it back. Nick Brandewey hands off to Burning 40 feet away. Now Ernst for Minster, one of the two leading three-point gunners on this team. Here's Evan Burning catching at the post. He's got a crease down the lane to the basket. Missed it off the rim. Rebound is punched out of bounds by the Redskins. Minster within five with the ball. 3:28 to go, third quarter. Isaac Schmiesing, Aaron Ernst, the two good long-range shooters for Minster. Then, of course, you've got Frericks at 6'6", Schulze at 6'8", in the post. Frericks goes to the wing. Ball punched up into the air by Brandewey. It's loose. Guarded by Isaac Schmiesing. Baseline right to Kettner. Fort Loramie retains possession. 3:04 to go, third quarter. Quickly played third period. Five-point lead, Fort Loramie. Deep in the right corner. It goes to Isaac Schmiesing on top to Kettner. Near side to Frericks. Ball high overhead. Into the post, it goes to Schulze. Left-hand hook shot over Tyler Siegel. It's short. Rebound missed. Hook shot. Frericks has got it. Long, no good. Siegel gets the rebound for Fort Loramie, and Minster's on his shoulder. Oh, the Minster Wildcats had some tight, close-in looks. Couldn't get them to fall. Three, in fact. Fort Loramie dodges a bullet right there. 2:49 left here in the third quarter. 28-23, Fort Loramie ahead by five. In just a moment, we'll tell you all about the prom dress exchange at Fort Loramie Elementary School happening tomorrow. It's a great idea, opportunity for you to save on prom dresses and accessories. Here's Cody Gaston outside the arc. Left corner, Dylan Braun for Fort Loramie. Short corner pass to Evan Burning, then he zips it back out to three-point land to Dylan Braun. He's being harassed on the play by Andrew Broering, who's in now for Minster. Broering off the bench, 6'4 junior, and he simply was too aggressive. Common foul on Minster, number two on the Wildcats. Fort Loramie's got four. Nick Brandewey, the freshman, out now for Fort Loramie. Rosengarten in. Redskins enter the ball into backcourt where Cody Gasson retrieves. Gasson gives it up, gets it back. Deep right corner, Rosengarten. Rosengarten is said to have picked up his pivot foot. And he's surprised, just as the Fort Laramie coaching staff is, but I think it was the right call. 2:12 to go in the third quarter. 5-point lead, Fort Laramie. Minster's got the ball at the timeline. It's Isaac Schmiesing. Right side to Ernst. He's got a big three-pointer in this period for Minster. Foul line, Isaac Schmiesing squeezes his way into the lane, back to Ernst. Lobbing down inside, low on the right to Frerichs. Bank shot, bingo, he's got it. Well, that was easy. Good entry pass, fine angle. Frerichs on the finish. Minster back in the zone. Fort Laramie up three. Rosengarten top of the circle to Gasson. Right wing, Dylan Braun. Short corner pass. Goes on the play to teammate Austin Siegel is in. Now to Gasson, 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Minster zone is stretched out all over the floor. Good size being displayed by Broering at 6'4". Frerichs at 6'6". Schulte on the bench at the moment. Cross court skip pass for Braun. Braun steps back and bombs in a trifecta. Oh, that's a big bucket. Five threes for Dylan Braun. 31-25. That doubles the lead from 3-6. Minute to go in the third. Zipping down the floor for Minster. It's Isaac Schmiesing. Left corner, Broering. He soars one up into the air. Off the flange, no good. Rebound, Ernst in the corner. He tracked it down but stepped out of bounds. Break for Fort Laramie. Tyler Siegel back on the hardwood for the Redskins. 55.1 remaining. Third quarter of action. At prom dress exchange at Fort Laramie Elementary is tomorrow from 11 to 1. You're invited to drop off dresses and accessories between 11 and 1. Items will be displayed for a non-refundable amount of $7 per dress, $3 for accessories and shoes. Then you can return and shop from 1:30 to 3:30. Choose from an array of beautiful gowns at affordable prices. Admission is free. Dressing rooms available. Any money and unsold items can be picked up from 3:30 to 4:30 at the Fort Laramie Elementary. The event sponsored by the Fort Laramie Cheerleaders. For information, contact Gail at 937-726-4985 or Jill at 597-2338. Great idea. I like it. Here's a long triple straight away. Dylan Braun missed it off the back iron. Minster countering in a hurry as the final seconds tick off the clock. A runner by Isaac Schmiesing from 10 feet away. Hits the heel, kicks into the corner, and that's it. End of three. Dylan Braun had a pretty good look, but Fort Laramie, with about 4 or 5 seconds to go, couldn't connect. Minster didn't either. The difference is 6 at the end of three. Redskins lead it on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We begin action here in the fourth. Fort Laramie head to six with the ball. Deep in the right corner goes to Dylan Braun. Siegel on the post, out to Burning. Burning starts a drive, goes toward the backboard, and attracts a two-shot foul. Well done by Evan Burning. Like a bull, he steered his way into the paint. And he knew he would get nudged. And he was bumped pretty hard. The official saw it. Murning made sure he got the ball out of his hands. He's awarded two, and he connects. Heady play by Evan Murning. 32-25, Fort Loramie ahead by seven. 18 seconds gone by here in the fourth quarter. Three team fouls on Minster, four on Fort Loramie. Burning a couple bounces, second free throw, in, out, and back in. Almost jiggled out. 33-25, Fort Loramie increases the lead to 8. Minster Wildcats got this game tied at 17. Otherwise, Fort Loramie has led throughout. Minster might have had a scant one-point lead in the first couple minutes of the game. Minster's been playing catch-up all night. Fort Loramie has hung on to the advantage. Here's a double team out at the timeline. Minster gets a good pass away down inside to Frerichs. Frerichs goes hard toward the rim. Challenged by Tyler Siegel. Shot no good. Siegel altered it. Fort Loramie got it. Good interior defense by Siegel of Fort Loramie. Redskins have played outstanding D all year long. Here's Burning outside the arc. Goes to Gasson. Into the lane, Tyler Siegel. Near wing to Burning, deflected away. Kleiman goes to midcourt and gets it. Puts it on the deck once, twice. Hands off to Burning, and the Redskins get it out of trouble. Burning 25 feet away. Starts to motor toward the basket. Retreats. Hands off to Cody Gasson. Minster still in the zone. Fort Loramie may milk the clock. Continue to hang on to it. Eventually, Minster will have to foul down 8. Only 3 team fouls on Minster. Here's a cross-court pass poked out by Minster. Nick Brandewey back in. Nate Plyman out for Fort Loramie. 6:37 to go in the game. 33-25. Fort Loramie leads. Ball bounced to Gasson at the timeline. Near side it goes to Braun. Braun fakes right, goes left. All the way to the cup. Blocked. Schulze took it away. Good effort by him. Right Schmiesing in the corner, out back to Ernst. He jacks up a three. He's got it. He's got it. Minster within 5. 33-28. Ernst can light it up. Boy, he can zero in from three-point territory. Here's Braun, top of the key for Fort Loramie. Right side Burning. Thought about backdoor to Gasson, who then comes out to catch it. Tyler Siegel between the rings. Hand off to Nick Brandewey. Brandewey goes behind the back. On the weave to Burning. A reach-in slap-down foul committed by Minster. That wasn't necessarily intentional, but yet Minster made contact in front of the referee to try to get a steal in an attempt to sneak one past him. It was called. Minster now at 4 team fouls. If they're behind late, they want to get to a position where they'll send Fort Loramie to the stripe. Inside pass to Burning for Fort Loramie. Throws the ball to the arc. Intercepted on the play by Minster. Then a run out by Kettner. And out of nowhere, Tyler Siegel at 6'7" gets a big-time block. Wow, he soared way up and smashed that one against the wall down to the right. That denied 2 points for the Wildcats. Here's Ernst out of the right corner. Another deep three. It rimmed. It comes off to Tyler Siegel for Fort Loramie. The lead for the Redskins still a precarious 5. 5:25 to go in the game. Burning left side pass to Nick Brandewey. High post, Tyler Siegel. 33-28 Fort Loramie. Hand off to Cody Gasson, who fakes right, goes left. Delivers to Burning. Near wing Braun, back to Burning, give and go. Blocked again by Schulze. Good defense at both ends on the inside. Here's Ernst trying another three. It hit the heel. Long kick out to Bryce Schmiesing. Cross court to Schulze. Deflected, caught by Ernst. He drives, leans in, missed it. Long rebound, Schmiesing, Minster. Good, good. 33-31. Here come the Wildcats. Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie wants a timeout. Timeout called. We'll take a break and hear from U.S. Bank back in 60. 4:39 to go. Fort Loramie by 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity.
With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business.
Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
These two teams always play tight, low-scoring games, thrillers that go right down to the wire, last possession often, and this will be no exception. Fort Loramie with a two-point edge. Tyler Siegel's got the ball at the post. Hand off to Nick Brandewee. Devin Burning. Near side throw to Dylan Braun. Bounces to Siegel, high right. Four team fouls each team. Siegel's got it, picks up his dribble, looks for help. Go through the timeline to Burning. Scattered four momentarily. Left side, Nick Brandewee back to Burning. Redskins thought about shooting, then brought it to the timeline. And now Burning, 40 feet away, is fouled somewhat unnecessarily by Minster. Team foul five on Minster. Wildcats get close to putting Fort Loramie into the 1-1. 3:59 remaining. Gasson lobbing in backcourt to Burning. Burning fakes left, goes right. Dribble drive, foul line, elbow on the right. Stops, doubled, doesn't shoot. Hand off to Dylan Braun in the corner. He backs Ernst down. He's hemmed in. Goes cross court to Tyler Siegel. Back to Brandewee. Now Gasson. Now Braun. Now Burning, 35 feet from the rim. And the Redskins reset the attack. We're down to 3:30 to go. 33-31, Fort Loramie up two. Near side, Dylan Braun. Right corner, Tyler Siegel. Hits the cutter, Burning down the lane. Shot fake, blocked again. That's at least three times in this half. Twice, I think, maybe three times on Burning. Schultz's blocked shots at the bottom of the net. Minster can tie here. 3 minutes to go in the game. 33-31. Left side, it's Ernst. Ernst on the arc, looks for help, gets a screen from Frericks. Ernst dribbling against Dylan Braun. This Minster team quite imposing in the paint. 6'8 Schultze, 6'6 Frericks. And the zone defense has been real difficult for Fort Loramie to manage offensively. Here's Ernst, 30 feet away, elbow on the right now. Throws to Bryce Schmiesing. Here's Ernst on top, long triple for the tie. No good. Hit the back brace. Volleyball to Schmiesing. Bryce baseline right to Kettner for the triple. Short, no good. Tyler Siegel with the rebound. Knocked away. It's loose on the deck. Kettner's got it. Reach-in foul, Fort Loramie, with 2:27 to go. 33-31. Fort Loramie leads by two. Critical inbounds play here for Minster below the Wildcats rim. Austin Siegel back on the floor for Fort Loramie. Giving Dylan Braun a short respite. Here is Ernst, set to throw in. Looking, deals Frericks, deep right corner. Tyler Siegel checks him. Ball thrown out top to Bryce Schmiesing. Picked up by Austin Siegel. Left side pass to Kettner. Down to 2:14 to go. 33-31 Fort Loramie. High post left, Ernst. Squares up against the defender, Brandewee. Baseline, Ernst. 10-footer, bouncing, no good. Rebound, Kettner in the lane. 6-footer, got it. We're tied up. 2 minutes to go. Fort Loramie 33, Minster 33. 8 straight for the Wildcats. Fort Loramie led 33-25. 3 minutes and a half ago. Here is Burning, 25 feet out. Redskins need points. Right wing to Gasson. Five team fouls each way. Hand off to Austin Siegel. Now to Tyler. Tyler dishes to Brandewee. To Austin. Right flank Burning. Minster's not led since the first minute. Here is Tyler Siegel. High left. Down to 1:21 to go. It looks like Fort Loramie will hold it. Schultze at 6'8", guarding Tyler Siegel from a distance of 7 feet. So there's no 5-second count at the moment. Redskins still hang on to the ball. 33-33, 1 minute left. 5 team fouls each way. Both coaches look at each other. It's a cat and mouse game at the moment. Minster doesn't dare foul at this juncture. That would be 6. The next foul would put Fort Loramie on the line for the 1-and-1. 48 seconds to go. Tyler Siegel continues to hold. He's got the ball waist high, spinning it in his hands. The clock winding down, 37, 36, 33, 33, tie at the moment. Some Minster spectators across the way, some students are lying on the floor, acting as though they're dozing as Fort Loramie puts the ball into the deep freeze and head coach Corey Britton gets a timeout. 22.3 to go. 5 team fouls each way. We'll return after a 1 minute message from AAG on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
22.3 seconds to go. Fort Loramie ball game tied at 33. Minster's got a foul to give, and now Minster calls a timeout. Minster takes a TO, and Rhett will keep it right here and let our listeners know that on Tuesday night we'll be covering the game at Fairlawn. Mechanicsburg and Fairlawn go at it. Nate Lessing for the Fairlawn Jets will shoot on Tuesday for the career scoring mark in Shelby County League play. Nate's got a shot at it on Tuesday night. Mechanicsburg is at Fairlawn. Tip-off 7:30 on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:10. Earlier today, Rushi was defeated by Versailles 56-46 in girls basketball in a game webcasted here on scoresbroadcast.com. What is Fort Loramie's strategy going to be right here? Game tied at 33, 22.3 to go. I would normally say get the ball in the hands of Evan Burning, let him create in the lane. But I tell you what, 3 times here in the fourth quarter, he's been blocked in the paint. Shots have been swatted away by big 6'8", Jared Schultze of Minster. Great interior defense by the Wildcats. Fort Loramie's got the ball at the timeline. It's Burning, 17 seconds to go. He's picked up by Bryce Schmiesing, 33-33 tie, down to 12, 11. 10. Burning fakes left, goes right. They double him. Burning at the elbow. What do we have? A foul. Minster has Braun set a screen, and he was bulldozed. He was flattened. Team foul 6 on Minster. 6.1 to go. Now Fort Loramie's got to get the ball inbounds. 20 feet from the baseline. It's thrown in by Brandewee. Backcourt to Burning. Burning drives down the right side of the lane to Brandewee. 3-pointer for the victory. No good. It's short. It's short. We go to overtime. A thriller here at Minster. Highly entertaining game. Wow. We've got a 60-second spot coming up from Bambauer with the game tied at 33 all. Overtime at Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 4 minute overtime. The 6'8 Schultze, the 6'7 Tyler Siegel, jumping up at center court, and Gasson's got it for the Redskins. 16 fouls on Minster, 5 on Fort Loramie. Gasson, top of the circle, fakes left, goes right down the lane, pulls up in the paint. Uh-oh, he dragged the pivot foot. He walked. Good call. 11 seconds into the fourth. Minster now with a chance to take the lead. Game was tied at 17. Then Fort Loramie scored 7 in a row. Fort Loramie was up 8, 33-25. Hasn't scored, though, in 4 minutes. Offense has hit a snag. Minster's come back with 8 straight to get even and force OT. Here is a baseline jump shot by Schultze. The 6'8 lad missed it a little long. Rebound, tie-up, down low on the left. Minster keeps it. 3:28 to go in the overtime. 33-33. Ernst inbounding. Deep left corner, Frericks at 6'6. Out back it goes to Schmiesing and off to Ernst. Ernst, a very adept three-point shooter. Braun on him. Near side, Isaac Schmiesing. Schmiesing, the second best from three-point land on this team. Schmiesing gave it up, got it back. Throws to Frericks, 25 feet out. 1 minute gone in the OT. 33-33, Kettner dribble drive, back to the basket against Gasson, delivers right corner, Ernst, step back triple, no good, hit the rim twice, Tyler Siegel, a monster rebound, he's fouled, and he gets the 1-and-1 at the other end. Well, you talk about significant free throws coming up here for Tyler Siegel. Redskins shot him much better last night, 10-for-16. That's a heck of a lot better than 5 of 15 against Rushi and 7 of 18 against Versailles. 1-and-1 for Tyler Siegel. Well, you talk about pressure. Free throw, Tyler, in the air. It is off to the left. Clanged on the rim. Good hustle play. Austin Siegel got the rebound, but in his haste, couldn't get stopped in time after recovering the ball, and he shuffled ever so slightly. Another good decision by the referee. Tough break for the Redskins. Minster's got it. Tied at 33. 2:45 to go in overtime. Here's Ernst driving hard into Braun. Could have been called for charging. And then we've got an offensive foul. That's a good choice by the referee. I saw it an instant sooner. The shot was missed by Ernst. Dylan Braun got a paw up on the top of the ball. And then Ernst continued to barge into Braun. That was a good call. Been a well-officiated game. Tough one to work. Been consistent throughout. 2:40 left to go in the OT. 33-33. Fort Loramie, unfortunately, has not scored now in 5 minutes, overlapping the end of the game in the OT. Brandewee, top of the circle, whips a pass. Left corner, Dylan Braun. Braun on the bounce for Fort Loramie. He handles. Dylan's got a great game going. 16. Here's a drive. Down the lane. Burning pulls up. Hits a teardrop. Big basket by Burning. 35-33 Fort Loramie. 2 minutes to go in the OT. Kettner dribbles up the left side for Minster. Picked up by Burning. Now Bryce Schmiesing on top to Ernst. Frericks has got it. Looks for the cutter. Bryce Schmiesing dumps it to him. Baseline Jay from 10. Short, no good. Rebound back to Bryce. Kettner baseline. High arching. 18-footer. Rimming. No good. Rebound Siegel of Fort Loramie. That ball was below the rim, might have touched the net, and came out. Redskins get a break. Fort Loramie with the ball, up to 90 seconds to go in the overtime. Only one bucket in the OT session. That scored by Burning of Fort Loramie on the last possession. 18 fouls on Minster. Dylan Braun's got the ball 20 feet away. Short corner, Tyler Siegel back to the basket, goes to work, overshoots. Rebound, Minster. Gasson might have fouled in backcourt, no call. Here's Kettner blitzing down the floor to the foul line. Time out, Minster, with 71 seconds to go in this game. Rhett will keep it right here. Alert our listeners all about Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, reaching out to assist small businesses in the area. Adam Rice providing high-tech computer solutions, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. He repairs some mobile devices, phones, and handhelds. And Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions, also in the business of providing specialty advertising items, including a variety of T-shirts. Whatever moniker you want on that T-shirt, Adam Rice will provide it. Adam Rice, specialty advertising items, and also computer solutions. Phone Adam Rice in Anna near McCartyville, 538-6948, 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna. Minster ball. Let's see what first-year head coach Mike McClurg has drawn up here. A minute 11 to go. Fort Loramie up two. Kettner side court. Inbounds to Bryce Schmiesing. They look down inside for Schulze. Schulze at 6'8". Check by Tyler Siegel. On the arc to Frericks at 6'6". Right wing, Bryce Schmiesing coming out to catch is Ernst. 58 seconds to go. Fort Loramie with a foul to give. Ernst drives, pulls up, banks a 10-footer. Bingo! He's got it. Ernst tallies two. We're tied up at 35 with 45 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. Oh, what a game. It's a tremendous contest. Let's hear from Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Rhett on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
Oh, thanks so much to Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning, all in Fort Loramie. Redskins, Wildcats tied at 35, half minute to go in the overtime. Fort Loramie with the ball, Tyler Siegel out high, on a weave to Evan Burning. 18 fouls on Minster, a foul here with 10 Fort Loramie to the strike. Burning retreats, he's near center court. 17 seconds to go. Gives to Braun. Back to Burning. Burning on the dribble. Down to 12, 11. Bryce Schmiesing tightens down on Burning, who goes to the elbow on the right. Fall away 15-footer. It's good. You can tell by the roar of the crowd to our left from Fort Loramie that Evan Burning drained it. A fall away 15-footer with 6.2 to go. Evan worked hard for that shot. He went from high on the left, a good 30 feet away. Used a screen from Dylan Braun. Drove outside the top of the circle on the far side. Got to the elbow. Was guarded reasonably closely. But went high into the air and arched in a 15-footer. 6.2 to go. Minster ball. Fort Loramie up by a bucket. 37-35. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured. Tom and Jerry's meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Electric, Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com, TomJerry's.com. Minster must go the length of the floor. Fort Loramie's got a foul to give. 6.8 remaining, 2-point lead Fort Loramie. Minster inbounding, looking for Schmiesing. Nope, he goes up the near side to Ernst. The three-pointer wins it. Oh, a good reach-in foul by Cody Gasson. 30 feet out as Ernst was trying to spin around him and shake him to get to the top of the key, maybe to launch a triple. Time out, Minster. 3.8 remaining here in the overtime, and it is a full 60. We'll keep it right here. Let our listeners know once again all about the prom dress exchange tomorrow at Fort Loramie Elementary. Public is invited to drop off dresses and accessories that will be sold. The drop-off is 11 to 1. Items will be displayed for a non-refundable amount of $7 per dress, $3 for accessories and shoes. You can return to shop from 1:30 to 3:30. Select from an array of beautiful gowns, affordable prices, admission free, dressing rooms available. Any money and unsold items can be picked up from 3:30 to 4:30. That's the prom dress exchange. Great idea. Big opportunity to save on gowns and accessories for the prom. The event sponsored by the Fort Loramie Cheerleaders. For information, contact Gail, 937-726-4985, or Jill, 597-2338. 3.8 to go. Minster down two with the ball. Kettner gives it up to Ernst. Ernst is 35 feet out. Hurls up a three ball. Off to the right, no good. Great defense by Fort Loramie. Minster wanted a foul called. The referees shake their head and say, nope, you don't get it, on the swan dive trifecta from way beyond the arc. And Fort Loramie survives 37-35. An amazing win by Fort Loramie, which over the last 4 minutes of regulation and the four-minute overtime only scored 4 points. Fort Loramie scored 4 points in those 8 minutes and won the game 37-35. After the first 90 seconds or so, Minster never could get the lead. Oh, what a great game it was. We're going to hear from Primary Eye Care Associates, Rhett, then be right back to wrap it up. 37-35 in favor of Fort Loramie in OT on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
And welcome back here to Minster. I'm Jack Kramer with Rhett Jish. We've seen a thrilling game tonight, won by Minster. Won by Fort Loramie. Hopefully my voice will hold out. Fort Loramie in thrilling fashion, 37-35, two-point triumph over the Minster Wildcats. It was an outstanding game. Fort Loramie, after the first minute and a half, was never headed. Minster got even on several occasions, including at the end of regulation. The game was all tied up at 33-33. In fact, the Fort Loramie Redskins, by my count, only scored, 2 points in the fourth quarter? I think that's correct. Yep, so in the last eight minutes of this game, the last 4 minutes of regulation and the four-minute OT, the Fort Loramie Redskins tallied a grand total of 6 points. Yeah, they got a bucket with about 4 minutes to go in regulation. Fort Loramie was shut out the rest of the fourth quarter, got four in overtime. It was a bucket by Evan Burning with 6.2 in OT that won it for Fort Loramie, 37-35. Outstanding game tonight for the Redskins. Dylan Brawny at 15, Evan Burning 10, Tyler Siegel 9. Meanwhile, Minster was led by Aaron Ernst. He dropped home 14 this evening. And Jared Schulze, the 6'8 sophomore post player, had 7 for the Minster Wildcats. Tenacious game played by both teams. A lot of cat and mouse going on in the fourth quarter and the OT. Both coaches using timeouts frequently. And Fort Loramie prevails. Minster got off a three in the final couple of seconds of the overtime. Shooting for the victory was Aaron Ernst. Fort Loramie made a smart play after Minster inbounded with just over six to go in the overtime. After the burning goal put Fort Loramie up but two, Cody Gasson fouled as Minster got the ball in the half court. And that was with just over three to play. Minster had to inbound. Ernst got off an awkward, unorthodox three from about 28 feet out. Minster wanted a foul. There was no call. It looked like there was very, very minor contact, if any at all. Minster player might have jumped into the Fort Loramie man, but you just don't see a foul called in that situation. And the Redskins hang on to win it by 2 points, 37-35. Heck of a game as we close out our doubleheader on this Saturday. Rushi girls victorious, or I should say the Versailles girls victorious over Rushi earlier today by a score of 56-46. But the win by Fort Loramie enables the Redskins to advance to 10-2 on the year. The next game for Fort Loramie is coming up next Friday at home against Botkins. Fort Loramie versus Botkins in the Shelby County League at the Fort Loramie Gym next Friday night. Meanwhile, Minster's next encounter is right back here next Friday against arch rival New Bremen in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Minster now 5-5 on the campaign. So many thanks to our grand underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com tonight: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service, the Bluffton University MBA program finishing 2 years, go one night a week. As we noted throughout the webcast, thanks to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board during the basketball tournament last March. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for the added savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. On the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. For Sydney Car Care. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, with specialty advertising items like T-shirts and on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus Wells Brothers, Inc. on Shuey Drive in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. These Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you won't get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at TomJerry's.com. Clancy's Star of the Game recipients, well, for Fort Loramie, the Redskins really couldn't have gotten to the OT without the help of Dylan Braun. He had an outstanding game tonight for the Fort Loramie Redskins. I think I noted he had 14 points. I believe that's correct. Dylan Braun for the Redskins, 15, my mistake. Of course, Evan Burning hit the game-winning basket. They'll share the honors for Fort Loramie. Dylan Braun, Evan Burning win the Clancy's Awards for Fort Loramie. And the top dog for Minster tonight, Aaron Ernst for the Minster Wildcats. Ernst wins it for the home team, thanks to Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Again, Aaron Ernst of Minster, Dylan Braun, Evan Burning of Fort Loramie are Clancy's Award winners tonight. Heck of a game. Redskins win by 2 in OT. Thanks so much to Rhett Jish alongside our chief engineer here at ScoresBroadcast.com. Chuck McBee returns next week. Chuck is vacationing in Florida attending his daughter's wedding. Our next webcast is on Tuesday at Fairlawn, Mechanicsburg at Fairlawn, tip-off 7:30, on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:10 as Nate Lessing for the Fairlawn Jets shoots for the Shelby County League career scoring mark on Tuesday night. For Chuck, for Rhett, I'm Jack Kramer saying goodnight here at Minster, where Fort Loramie has nipped the Minster Wildcats in overtime, 37-35.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.